What's up? Honoring veterans in Kelowna. At the 11th hour on the 11th day of the 11th month of the year 1918, an armistice or truce was signed, bringing an end to World War I. Since that time, many nations have celebrated November 11th not only as the end of the Great War, but also as a day to honor all veterans who have served and sacrificed for the cause of freedom and international peace. In British Columbia, Canada, scouts of the 5th Kelowna Troop arranged a special Remembrance Day recognition evening. The young men, ranging in age from 11 to 13, moved out of their comfort zones to interview LDS veterans in the Vernon, British Columbia stake, the troop sponsor. Patrol leader Michael Edis of the Kelowna 2nd Ward conducted the evening as master of ceremonies. After a flag ceremony, the singing of the Canadian National Anthem, and a presentation on the history of Remembrance Day, each scout gave a short biography about the veteran he had interviewed. Each veteran was then presented with a thank you crest. "They risked their lives for us," said Brady Wilson. "It was fun to give out the thank you awards and listen to their stories." There is no greater search in life that we can embark upon than the quest to gain a testimony of the truth. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, "The Importance of Receiving a Personal Testimony," and signed November 1994, page 22. It happened in November. November 1st, 1850, the Italian mission was organized. Today there are three missions in Italy. November 3rd, 1896, Martha Hughes Cannon became a member of the Utah State Senate, becoming the first woman in the United States to be elected to a state senate. November 9, 1990, Terence H. Rooney became the first member of the church ever elected to the British Parliament. November 28, 1869, Happy Birthday, Young Women. Brigham Young organized the Young Ladies Department of the Cooperative Retrenchment Association, now known as the Young Women Organization. They spoke to us. Many General Conference talks have messages directed to you. See, they spoke to us in the November Ensign and Liahona for ideas on how to apply the conference talks to your life. Are there members of your class or quorum who are struggling? What can you do to help them? Read what President Thomas S. Monson and Elder Henry B. Eyring say about fulfilling our duty and caring for others. Have you ever been asked strange questions because you are a member of the church? Even general authorities encounter this. Read about President Boyd K. Packer's experience. What is integrity? Read Bishop Richard C. Edgley's story about the Lodge Towels. Think about examples of integrity from your own experiences. Read what Elder David A. Bednar says you should do if someone at church says something hurtful or rude to you. You can also read, listen to, or watch these talks online at www.lds.org. BYU Rewriting Contest for 2007. It's time to prepare your entry for the BYU English Department Writing Contest for students in the 9th through 12th grades. Cash prizes will be awarded in the categories of fiction, poetry, personal essay, and critical essay. You may submit one entry per category. Submit your entries between January 1st and 31st, 2007, to the BYU English Department, 4198 JFSB, Provo, Utah, 84602-6701, USA. You can get the rules in an application form at the contest website, http://english.byu.edu/contests. If you have questions, call 801-422-4939 or email to english@byu.edu. Go forth with faith. The hymn Go Forth with Faith, hymns number 263, was originally titled Go Forth, My Son. Ruth and Lyle Gardner wrote this hymn when their son Paul was preparing to leave for his mission to Japan. The ward choir performed the hymn and sacrament meeting as a surprise for Paul before his departure. Although the hymn was written for just one performance, family and friends asked for copies, and the hymn soon became popular. Today, its missionary message touches members of the church across the world, reminding them of the importance of missionary work. End of the section, What's Up?